Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's been a fun Friday morning, and it even got more fun because it's Frisky Friday. I have two little kitties in here with me, Zig and Midnight. I have Sarah and Brittany with the Public Information Office. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all having a good morning so far?
Oh, yes. Any morning is good morning with kittens. Yeah.
Absolutely. I get so excited when you bring them in here. I'm like, okay, we have kittens today. I try to get them to meow on the air, so we'll see. We'll see if they can do it for me. They're running around and running from me, so I don't know if I'll be able to catch one of them.
Yeah, they are very frisky today.
They are frisky today. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You have a pajama party. There's things about dogs needing to graduate. So let's start with that. I want you to know you can head on over to santarosa.fl.gov for more information, or santarosa.fl.gov/animals, that's better, or give them a call, 983-4680. If you hear anything, you want to text or comment, you can call 437-1620. So where should we start?
We can start with our senior class. We have some dogs that have been at our shelter for a while, and we would love to find them forever homes. And now is the perfect time to check them out because we are also participating in the Bissell Empty the Shelter event, so our adoption fees are just $5.
Oh, wow, that's it?
Yep.
Oh, only $5. That's great.
Yep, and that comes with their updated shots, a microchip, and they are spayed or neutered.
Oh, so nice. So there's just some dogs that have been there for how long?
Most of them have been there since well before 2022. Some of them have been there since 2021.
Oh.
So for a really long time. And we've been posting about them on our Facebook page. We've had a lot of fun with it. We've created some superlatives for them, like Sakari, he has the best smile because he's got just the cutest little smile. We have Molly. She's a special dog, but she is the best dressed. We have so many pictures of her with cute little outfits. So, yeah, if you're looking for a dog, we have plenty of really good boys and girls for you to come check out for just $5.
Absolutely. And where would they go? They go to the Pine Forest Road?
Yes, Pine Forest Road
so
in Milton.
4451?
Yes.
Pine Forest Road in Milton, Florida. That is the Animal Services Department, and it looks like you're open Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
So you're open every day. So if you can't go during the week, check them out on Saturday. That's 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Yep.
Yep, and on Wednesdays, we're actually now open until 6:30 p.m.
Oh, yes, I see that, 11:30. So they don't open till 11:30 every day, but they are open on Wednesday a little later if you can't make it before work, or on Saturday 10 to 3:30. And like she said, it's only $5. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a little puppy, it's always good to go check out the ones that need a home.
Yes, yeah. And we recommend that you check out our website first of our adoptable animals and just look at their profiles.
Okay.
That way you have an idea of who you want to meet while you're there.
Oh, I see.
It can be a little overwhelming just walking through the kennels. It's not the best representation of the dogs. They get excited when they see people, or they feed off the other dog's energy. So look at our website at our adoptable animals and try to see which one you think would best suit your family and household.
Absolutely. If you need more information, head on over to santarosa.fl.gov or call 983-4680. If you have any questions, you can text or call in to the text line 437-1620. I have Sarah and Brittany with Public Information Office. I heard you're having a pajama party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight from 5 to 8, come stop by the animal shelter in your pajamas. We may or may not have some dogs in pajamas. Maybe we can get Molly dressed up for a little bit because she loves to wear her little outfits. But our animals are channeling their inner party animal tonight, and they look forward to showing off their dance moves. And I'm sure if you want to, you can challenge one of our pets to a dance-off. I'm sure they would love it.
Oh, that's so fun.
But yeah, just come out and have a possum time.
Oh, cute.
And maybe even find a new furry friend.
Absolutely. I finally caught one. I'm assuming this is Zig because it's not a black cat.
Yes, that is Zig.
They were meowing earlier, but I don't think they... Zig's holding on to me for dear life. Okay, you're safe. It's going to be okay. We are a family-friendly studio, and I love it. I've had dogs in here and cats in here. We have a good time. Again, this is Sarah and Brittany with Public Information Office. They are in need of some people to adopt some dogs that have been with them for a while. Check out their Facebook page and tell where we can find that.
On Facebook and Instagram, we are at SRC Animal Services.
Okay.
So you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We post a lot of stuff on our Facebook pages, a lot about our animals, about our staff, and, you know, just general updates about what's going on with the shelter. So be sure to follow us. Also, it's fun to watch the animal posts.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to say, I think it'd be fun as you dress up the dogs and post them. That's a great. Oh, they're whining now. They're like, okay, you put me down. I'm going to cry about it. So we have a pajama party. And what about an adoption event that's coming up?
Yeah, we have an adoption event at PetSmart in Pace on Saturday, May 27th. That's going to be from 11 to 2. It's the PetSmart in Pace. So that's 4735 US 90 in Pace. It's going to be by the Publix over there and the Target and that little shopping center.
Very good. Awesome. Absolutely. Like I said, if you have any questions for them about the dogs, the pets, you know, what's going on with the pajama party, text or call in 437-1620 or head on over to their website, santarosa.fl.gov. And I know we had a time before where it was kind of like there was a lot of cats that need to be adopted, and we were talking more about cats. Is that still an issue with
Yes, okay. We are in full-blown kitten season.
Okay.
And so we have probably over 100, maybe even over 200 at this point, kittens in cats or kittens in our care. Most of them are out with a foster home right now because they're just too young to be in the shelter. Mm-hmm. And it's because people are not waiting to see if the mom is still taking care of them. Yes, if it looks like they're very sickly or in a dangerous situation, or you actually find that the mother cat has passed, mm-hmm. then yes, they need help. But a lot of times they just need to be left alone. And then once they're weaned, maybe try to catch the entire family to bring them in to be fixed.
Okay. Yeah. I did hear that it's kind of getting overrun.
It is. And right now we actually can't really take in any more kittens unless we have a foster already lined up to say, I'll take them so that they're not spending even a day in the shelter, because it's just not a good place for little baby kittens.
Absolutely. And there is a saying y'all say, wait till 8. Is that it?
Yes. Yep. Wait until 8. They need to be at least 8 weeks old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell, especially if you're just finding the kittens, how old they are anyway, mm-hmm. in general. But like you said, wait for the mom to come back, because it's important that they stay with the mom.
Yes. And I think there's a trick you can do. Like if you find a litter of kittens out in the woods or something, you can like sprinkle a ring of flour around them, and then you can go out and see if the ring has been disturbed, and then you'll kind of know if the mom cat has been coming back and forth, because the moms will usually be out hunting during the day to get some food, and then they'll be back with them later that afternoon or evening to feed the cats.
Very good. If you're just now tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We need to have a little quick break, but coming back, we're going to talk about dogs need to be adopted, pajama party, and adoption event. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take a slow. I'm stepping to your toe to toe. I should be.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with a Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Sarah and Brittany here with the Public Information Office, talking all things animals. We also have Zig and Midnight in with us, little kittens in with us. They're running around. I tried to grab them, but Midnight's like, put me down, leave me alone, let me explore. So I don't get her holding for too long. Sometimes they like to meow on air, but maybe not today. But we are going to try for sure. If you need more information, you can head on over to santarosafl.gov/animals. We'll tell you all about what we're talking about, or give them a call. Let me see what that number is for you. 983-4680. Or give us a text or a call if you have a question. 437-1620. So let's talk a little bit about what is going on over at the shelters. I know that you are at critical capacity.
Yes, and this has been happening more and more often. We, in case people don't remember, we are a no-kill shelter now, which means we have a save rate of 90% or more every month. And we've been able to maintain that, thankfully, because of our community support. But right now, we have 353 animals in our care. And of those, 213 are cats or kittens.
Wow.
Thankfully, most of those are already in a foster home and being cared for by our amazing fosters. So that's a good way to get involved if you aren't ready for a long-term commitment, is to foster with our shelter, because we provide all the food, medical care, all of that while you're taking care of these little babies for us. And we do sometimes get what's called a neonate kitten, which is one that still needs to be fed with a syringe because it was taken away from its mother too soon, either because someone thought they were helping it when it was okay or because the mother cat has passed. So,
wow. And then you also need supplies.
Yes, we are running very, very low on canned kitten food and the KMR milk replacement. Those are our critical need items, and you can drop off donations at the shelter, 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, or you can order from our Amazon wish list. You can find that link on our website or somewhere on our Facebook page. Or you can order from a place like Chewy, Walmart, Target, Amazon, well, Amazon list, but have it shipped directly to us. You can change
the address. That would be nice. I love that Amazon feature, don't you? That's a great feature to have. So think about this. They take in over 3,000 animals a year. So they do the best that they can to provide for these animals. Yes. But there's only so much supplies, right? And so if you want to help them out, like she said, go over their website, look on their Amazon wish list, things like that. You can have it. You don't even have to worry about it. Just click. Have it sent right over to them.
That makes it
so much easier. So I want to go back to the dogs that need to graduate and talk again about that a little bit.
So we have about 10 to 12 dogs that have been with us for well over a year. They are generally older dogs. They're not going to be like super old dogs, but we have a lot of really good information about their personalities, and they are featured on our Facebook page. So if you go to our Facebook page or our Instagram account at SRC Animal Services, you'll see them kind of laid out. We have them with their superlatives, and their superlatives are just kind of based on their personality. So for example, we have Lucy Lou. She's pretty adventurous. She likes to play. She likes to have a good time. Last time we went to the shelter, Lucy Lou was looking a little sad.
Lucy's so cute.
Yeah. And that happens when they've been in the shelter for a long time because it's a super stressful environment. It's not comfortable. So even fostering the animals for a couple weeks or a weekend really helps their moods improve.
Mm-hmm.
And these animals have been there for so long that it's kind of starting to make them a little depressy.
Aww.
So we're just trying to get them a good home, try to get them out of the shelter and find their forever home.
There's one that's named Dill Pickle.
Yes, yeah. Dill Pickle.
So cute. Do y'all get to pick these names?
The shelter does.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And sometimes it's based on what popular show they're watching at the time.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's so fun.
We had a set of Game of Thrones cats at one time.
Recently, we had the Mean Girls cats
well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. And so it's just $5, right?
Yep.
But is that for any animal or just the ones that need to graduate?
It's for all of the animals that we have at the shelter, and it's only through Monday. So after Monday, it's over. We generally have these events a couple of times a year, so we may have another one in the fall. But, you know, if you see an animal that we have that you want now is the perfect time to come check them out and get them while they're only $5.
Yes.
It's a really good deal.
And the reason we're able to do that is because the Bissell Pet Foundation continually supports us.
Oh, nice.
And so they supplement the rest of that adoption fee so that we can drop them as low as $5. And, I mean, our adoption fees normally are only $20 a cat and $25 for a dog, so they're already really low. But then we drop them extra low when Bissell Pet Foundation steps in and says, hey, here's this grant. Let's get you guys on your way to emptying your shelter. So we appreciate their help.
And tomorrow is Saturday.
Tomorrow is Saturday.
You are open 10 to 3:30.
Yeah.
4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Or
give them a call, 983-4680. Head on over to their website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. And I was just looking at all their adorable animals. You can see pictures of all of them.
Yep.
And so if you just want to go on there and say, ooh, I want to see Dill Pickle in person, you can. So that's great. We need to take a quick break here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about the pajama party. And
on the first day in life, on the arms feel free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have Sarah and Brittany with Public Information Office. We're talking about adopting dogs, They have cats that are in need of supplies. Head on over to Amazon, you know, see their wish list, send them something. That would be extremely helpful. You can go to santarosa.fl.gov/animals. You can see the animals. They're having an adoption event this weekend, or till Monday, and it's only $5 to adopt a dog. So head on over there. They would be happy to, you know, I would just suggest going on their website, because all these dogs are so cute. They're so cute, aren't they?
They really are. And it is so hard to walk around in that shelter and not go, I need to take every single dog home with me. But, you know, we don't always have a huge farm to do that.
Right.
So our big adoption, well, somewhat big adoption event is at PetSmart and Pace tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2. So if you just happen to be in the Pace Pea Ridge area shopping, come say hello. You don't have to take the dog home with you. But if you happen to fall in love, great. Only $5 to adopt that dog and you can take it straight home from PetSmart.
Absolutely. And then let's talk a little bit again about the pajama party. Let's revisit that.
Yeah, so that's tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. Come stop by in your pajamas. We're going to have a possum time with a little dance party with the dogs. May even see some of the dogs dressed up in pajamas. And it's just a really great chance for the community to come out after hours and see some of the new furry friends that we have available for adoption.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a good time. Like she said, there's an adoption event at PetSmart May 27th. If you want a dog, you're looking for a dog, this is a great opportunity. Go find one that needs a home. Definitely. And it's only $5. So that's great. And there's actually a lot of dogs on your website I was looking at.
Yeah, we have a lot a lot more adoptable dogs than adoptable cats at the moment.
Okay.
And I will say our capacity for dogs is only 70. We can only really house 70. And we have well over that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. They are in offices, anywhere we can find a space to put them.
Wow.
Yeah, and when you find a stray animal, try to check with your neighbors first. It's probably not far from home. Let the shelter be the absolute last resort.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sarah and Brittany, for joining me this morning. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. There's plenty of things going on. Have a wonderful, happy Mother's Day this weekend. Check out all the things going on in Pensacola. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update in our newsroom.